But right now, we got some catching up to do. It was yet another very, very big weekend, and that includes all sorts of news stories, because we can't let you go into a work week without something other than Coldplay to talk about. It is our headlines from the weekend.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
By the way, it is, yet again, Discovery Channel Shark Week. It is Shark Week. Yeah, this year it's being hosted by Tom Bergeron. And one of the early things they're trying to do is dispel this whole myth that, you know, sharks will eat you.
They really don't like to eat us as much as we think they do. Well, the analogy I made was that, you know, for example, on my fitness regimen,
yes,
I can have a cheat day, right?
Yeah.
So for sharks, we're their cheat day.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Cheat day. Why does everything come back to the Coldplay jokes?
The Alamo getting a nice little facelift that includes a visitor center and museum, which will have some very fine furnishings, including a bike with quite a history, the one Paul Rubens rode in Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure. They've purchased it to put on display once everything opens in 2027. But in the meanwhile, if you just can't wait, they're also playing the flick in a free public screening.
As we know, it will be and should be stationed there in the Alamo's basement. Well, in addition to, and we'll have the Donald on tomorrow. It'll be a might as well Trump on a Tuesday at 7:47.
MAGA!
Yeah. But in addition to the story last week that he was having a minor problem with some vein issues.
Oh, that's, yeah, I remember
which
that.
Which shouldn't be a problem at all. They also released, the White House, that President Trump has minor soft tissue damage on his hands due to too many handshakes.
Oh.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful out there.
Too much gripping and grinning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we've looked into this. Mm-hmm. We've gotten with our HR. We are taking the necessary precautions on all further and future stops on our Hank FM 2025 hometown handshake tour.
Well, yeah.
Just for America and for safety.
I think the problem here is, you know, he's not having enough Brahms.
Yeah.
You know, he's having too much Diet Coke.
Yeah.
He needs a Brahms button.
Yeah, it was
Hello?
The last president that was a big fan of the ice cream.
MAGA.
That's right, yeah.
Christy
Noem
heading up the Department of Homeland Security, but does not forget about the little people. Literally. She's put in a brand new initiative for the TSA called Families on the Fly. It will feature family lanes, discounted pre-checks for families, and dedicated pre-check lanes for service members and their brethren. Secretary Noem hinted a few weeks ago that hospitality is going to be a priority in the friendly skies. Two airports are participating, more on the horizon, and none of them in DFW, as the Lee Brigade is getting set to go on vacation very soon.
Well, so, families only line for boarding, huh? Remind me to get nowhere near that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then, I have no people.
As we talked about and reported last week on Friday, the big Trump spending cut bill, $9 billion worth, the Elon Doge bill that was passed and approved and signed, takes funding away for the first time ever from public broadcasting. It doesn't affect us, though. We are not. What we do is in private, evidently. And
we're not a public service.
But it does, in fact, instantaneously. No joke. NPR was in fundraising mode immediately. And they have been, like, all weekend long. So they were literally doing the number on your screen bit all the way through. And to speak on behalf of all those at PBS, ladies and gentlemen, very subject near and dear to him, We welcome Elmo to the show. Elmo, welcome on behalf of PBS losing federal funding.
Hi, kids. This is Elmo.
There he is. Good morning, Elmo. Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. Well, are you okay?
I did not see that coming.
Elmo said what he said.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Elmo, sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
But speaking on behalf of all the famous PBS icons.
All the icons.
Including the cold dead body of Mr. Rogers, who is rolling in his neighborhood right now.
Oh, my.
We're all adults here.
Yeah,
okay?
We're all adults here.
Yeah, I'm like 38.
You're Well, okay, yeah.
And also, Elmo, not a government employee anymore.
No, no you're not.
So I can see Coldplay.
Oh, boy.
You can see Coldplay. Go live your best life, Elmo, yeah.
Do you realize how many fundraising telethons we're going to have to do now?
Oh, well, there's going to be...
could be character building.
A lot on the horizon.
Elmo's not going to get a day off forever.
Ever?
And Elmo's got a mortgage, you know.
Does he?
Really?
And maybe some offshore gambling debts, and that's okay.
No, no. That's not okay.
Offshore gambling debts?
But it's not just me. It's all of us on Sesame Street.
Everybody's affected.
Bert and Ernie are going to get evicted.
No. I hope not.
I think we all know the inflation on the cookies is going to really hit Cookie Monster.
Well, that's no joke.
Inflation is tough, yeah.
And I've been talking to the count.
The count?
Things don't add up, man.
Oh, man.
We're in trouble on Sesame Street.
I'm sorry, Elmo.
Not the only one. Cut out for this is Oscar.
He does have the trash can.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough times.
So sometimes for Elmo.
Yeah.
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 A lot of us are going to try to get jobs as Muppets.
You're going to try to get employment as a Muppet?
But they're a lot more hands-on.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Don't tickle me.
Okay. Well, that's tough. I'm sorry.
We always just kind of play in the street.
Yeah.
It will be in the street unless you call right now. The number at the bottom of your screen.
Well, that's, we don't have none, you know.
In the arms of
Elmo. No. Don't go there.
Okay,
no,
there
no,
he is.
No,
Elmo
no, no,
for
no.
Public. Thank you. Hope that gets better.
KB and Heather Lee.